Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Done right. Call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez. Your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we bring Joe Floss to the microphone. Joe and I have known each other for 40 years. We're Clarence Rotarians, and they are our immediate neighbor to our east on Main Street. The Rotary Campus on Main Street is what I'd like to call it. Good morning, Joe.
I like that, Dominic. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Joe Floss from the Emerling Floss and Murphy Agency. They, full disclosure, as I mentioned, we've been friends for a long time, and we are clients of the Emerling Floss Murphy Agency.
Thank you for that, Dom.
Yeah, our workers' compensation through Oryx and our liability insurance and auto insurance through Cincinnati. And we'll be talking about the insurance industry today, and we'll be relating this to you as a homeowner as to what you need to be mindful of when you're hiring a contractor to work on your home, and also what you need to know about your homeowner's insurance policy. So let's start with the big picture, Joe. Everything in New York State costs more because we have a unique law on the books. And when I talk about everything costing more, not only insurance, but also the loaf of bread you buy at the supermarket, everything costs more because of
New York State not correcting the flaw in the labor law.
There you go. The scaffold law, as it's called. And it is a flaw because the reason we say it's a flaw is because there's redundancy in the laws that exist in New York, in that the scaffold law predates workers' compensation
Correct.
By some 30 years.
That's right.
And it was put on the books in the late 1880s to protect workers that were building skyscrapers in New York City, right? Because there was no compensation insurance.
In every major city, similar laws were passed. And in every major city, similar laws were repealed or amended to reduce that or remove that strict liability standard.
And just
New York State.
Yeah, we could be proud to say that New York State is one of a kind, the only state in the union that still has a fall from heights law that is redundant to compensation insurance. Now, let's talk about what the law says. The law says that if a worker falls from a height greater than 3 feet off the ground and is injured, the employer is liable to the full extent of that worker's injury, best part, regardless for the reason of the fall, and better part, without any arguable defense.
That's right. There's no comparative negligence. That employee could have fallen from being intoxicated or on illegal drugs. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's no comparative negligence.
You know, in today's day, with us now having to allow marijuana, because when we screen an employee for hire, mm-hmm. we do a drug and alcohol screen. Okay, so obviously, if somebody shows up for their drug screen drunk, we're probably not going to hire them because they went drunk to their drug screen. So that means they may have a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. However, we can't do that with pot because mm-hmm. they could go in and show pot in their blood work that they are a regular consumer, because it lasts in your bloodstream apparently for 30 days.
Right.
We can't discriminate now from marijuana use. So someone could come to work, could be hired knowingly that they smoke marijuana or consume edibles, and fall under the influence. And the employer could have known that they were using marijuana.
No comparative negligence at
right.
all.
Right.
And just to back up a bit, you can't sue your employer, right, because of workers' comp laws. However, you can sue the landowner, the commercial landowner, and you can sue the general contractor.
Yep.
The injured employee.
So here we go. We have this law on the books. It predates compensation insurance. It's redundant to compensation insurance. So we have the labor law in place, we have the workers' comp insurance in place. The result of all this is increased cost of insurance in New York State, which as I said already, increases the cost of everything because every business has to have liability insurance. And the liability insurance side of the equation is where a lot of the companies are pulled out of New York State because the labor law exists.
100%. And in fact, Erie County is a hotbed. There are two counties that are very litigious that carriers avoid. Of course, insurance companies cannot redline, right? That's illegal. But they sure do avoid Erie County and one downstate county in particular. But New York State is problematic because of this labor law
issue. Now, we have, as you know, an impeccable...
you do, yes.
Our claim history is nil. And yet, when we renew every year, we are lucky if Cincinnati renews us.
You're right. And there's so many, there's limited markets. I hear all the time that you must love the labor law because premiums are much higher. We don't. Our industry is lobbying against the labor law. When I say that, we're lobbying for reform of the labor law.
There you go.
Repeal or reform. Enter in that comparative negligence. It's not right to have absolute liability placed on the general contractor or the commercial property owner.
Yeah. So bringing this back down to the subject matter of this show, which is helping homeowners. Yes. Homeowners need to be mindful of the fact that this law exists. They also need to be mindful that workers' compensation insurance is required when people are working on your home. But that's another loophole in our state, because you could go into a building department and apply for a building permit as a sole proprietor, and the law does not require a sole proprietor to have workers' comp.
That's true. I would assume many building departments would still say you have to get it, but sole proprietors absolutely do not have to have it.
So what I see happen is sole proprietors band together, two guys working together maybe all the time. They each have sole proprietor insurance. They're working now as a team. So when two or more are on a job, you need comp, but there isn't any. Where does the liability fall?
On the homeowner's liability.
Right.
The best advice I can give is to ask for a certificate of insurance showing the liability and workers' comp in place.
Now, how important is that? I mean, you just said a mouthful, and yet nobody does it. Nobody does it. And we need to stress that point. You have a right as a homeowner to ask for a certificate of insurance and be named as additionally insured.
Correct.
And you want to, what you're looking for on that certificate, which is they're hard to read because they're in New York State form, but what you're looking for is that their coverages are in place for, if you're having a roof done, especially for roofing.
Correct.
Because another trick is a contractor will get a workers' comp insurance, but he won't mention that he does roofing.
That's right. And some small contractor policies specifically exclude roofing. Why? Because too many overwhelming claims of re-roofing, the home is exposed when a flash storm hits.
Right.
Now everything's ruined inside the home.
Exactly. And then you have the whole issue of falling from heights, which is another issue.
That's another issue. Of course, single-family homes are excluded from the strict liability. Commercial building owners are not.
But it doesn't change the picture of the cost of insurance.
No, sir. We all pay more because of it.
So what I see from where I sit, Joe, and you and I have talked about this a lot, the post-COVID especially, a lot of people went into the black market in our industry.
Yep.
And they're working for cash, and they're underinsured or not insured at all. And homeowners are hiring them because they're cheaper than us. And as a result of that, they're exposing themselves to all these issues we're talking about.
That's right.
Now you can if you're a gambling person, you know, great. But you never know when something's going to befall, a person getting hurt and how much liability you could have.
That's right. The reason for insurance rates are multiple, right? Insurance rates going up. I think it's incumbent upon the consumer, the public, to start thinking about what they can do to mitigate that. In your case, yes, I think it's super important to always ask. Don't go for the cheapest. Ask for the right coverage, because the availability of homeowners is also at stake now. Carriers have lost they've had the worst decade. I'm not here to defend insurance companies. I'm a middleman. But I read the statistics. They've had overwhelming losses of like $65 billion in 2023, the worst year in over a decade. So when that happens, availability of markets dries up. I know a few local companies that have a moratorium. They don't even want to write it. What they tell us is that every dollar they book, they're losing 10 cents. Why would they book more business?
Right.
So they're applying for rate increases and aren't getting approved by the Department of Financial Services. So my point is, do everything you can to prevent turning in a claim, right? So asking for that certificate from that sole proprietor contractor that gave you the lowest price, flush him out. Ask for that workers' comp. It's super important that that liability, that fall doesn't land on you.
All right. Yeah, and again, as I say, most people aren't doing this. 803-0930 in the 716. Participate in the program. Let's talk about your homeowner's insurance policy. When's the last time you even looked at it? They need to be updated annually, correct?
Yes, I would advise, especially today, to call your agent and ask for a review. There are plenty of great captive agents. Of course, I'm an independent agent with many markets. But it's important to review, to ask for comparative rating amongst markets. People are looking for ways to reduce their premium because rates are going up with every carrier.
And the problem with homeowners insurance, just like everything else you're buying today, there's all kinds of little nuances to what coverages there are available to you, especially when it comes to the whole issue of replacement costs.
Correct.
So we're going to get into that today, too. 803-0930. And outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park Text Board, 803-0930. Anytime you'd like to reach me, you can stop in and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. That's, as I mentioned, right next door to the Emmerling Floss Murphy Agency on Main Street. How about participating in our cooking school? Yeah, we've got one coming up Monday. Monday's class is sold out. But the first Monday in July, I believe it's the 1st of July, we have an outdoor cooking class. We'll be outside in our courtyard. So that's the next class coming up in July. Go to Cortese.net, drop-down menu, come home to Cortese Cooking School, and click on the class you'd like, their first Monday of every month. Or how about giving the gift of a cooking class that's available to you as well? It's all there at Cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Beef on Weck.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasin from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Are you not able to enjoy the summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, or back or hips are hurting. This is David Bellavia. Don't suffer any longer. Non-surgical joint pain relief is here at QC Kinetics. Call them today. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. And QC Kinetics advanced treatments harness your body's own ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. So you can walk and run and hike, play golf, move again pain-free. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of former orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Sheinkamp, a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. Take action now and live your best life again. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 222-9595. 222-9595. That's 716-222-9595. QC Kinetics.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Hey, Dominic here from my friends at Lenco Supplies. It is the season for your new backyard deck, and Lenco is ready with the last deck you'll ever need to build. That's right. Fiberon composite decking combines the strength of real wood with the resilience of recycled plastic for a deck that will stand the test of time. Lenco supplies everything you need to make Fiberon decking fit your outdoor space. Come to any of the three Western New York locations for all your materials or shop online at any time. Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
New York State is home to the Maguire Automotive Group. We're so proud to be serving our local communities for almost 50 years. We've grown and now bring you 18 new car brands across 18 different locations. You've heard about our upfront lowest price guarantee and our excellent reputation for outstanding service. Maguire would also like to introduce you to our exclusive Maguire Family Assurance Program. When you buy a new or pre-owned vehicle from us and within the first year of ownership, you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the car back. Whether it's unexpected unemployment, physical disability, loss of driver's license, or similar situation, Maguire will buy your vehicle back. If life throws you a curve, we're here to help. That's how we do business. Let Maguire show you how easy and stress-free purchasing a new or pre-owned vehicle can be. Shop us today in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Maguire, right by you. Or quick as a click at MaguireCars.com. See dealer for details.
Did you know you can stream Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app? Just download the free Odyssey app and search for Fox News Radio to hear the voices you trust. Brian Kilmeade.
Why are we so scared of Iran thinking that we're at war with them?
Guy Benson.
Get the bleep out of here. It's disgusting.
Jimmy Failla.
Then this administration rolled into town with a checkbook.
Are all on the free Odyssey app. From the news and talk to keep you informed and up to date during election season, listen to Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, we're in the construction season. Gorilla Garage Gear available to help you for anything you need for your garage, starting with an epoxy floor. And by the way, Gorilla epoxy floors are second to none. They do not use polyurea. Polyurea is what those one-day guys use. Yeah, they don't do the one-day thing because they are all about giving you a 15-year warranty. So keep that in mind when you're comparing epoxy floors. How about a new garage door? Yep, Gorilla's got that. And how about organizing your garage with storage, equipment, cabinetry, all that available? Gorilla Garage Gear. The phone number, 716-715-6927. 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1026 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, my friend Joe Floss in studio. Joe from the Emmerling Floss Murphy Agency, my immediate neighbor in Clarence on Main Street. Joe and I have been friends for over 40 years. We're Clarence Rotarians together. And full disclosure, Cortese Construction buys all their insurances from the Emmerling Floss Murphy Agency. Mm-hmm. We have for 40 years since Norm Emmerling sold us our first policy, probably, I say, close to 40 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Norm's birthday was just last week.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Texter's writing, Joe, hi, Dominic. I'm confused as owners, residents of a single-family home. We need to make certain that a roofer is covered against the scaffold law. Is that correct?
Well, technically, it's not. What we were referring to was the black market out there where the sole proprietors come in and say, we'll do your roof. The only way to prevent from you having liability issues as a single-family or multifamily duplex owner, owner-occupied, is to ask for that certificate of insurance, listing yourself as additional insured. Send it to your agent. Most agents are great. They want to help you to protect yourself. But be diligent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask for that certificate of insurance. Make sure it has liability, general liability, and workers' comp. You can then ask your agent, hey, does that general liability even cover roofing? Because some carriers do have roofing exclusions.
Right.
But it's not a labor law issue. Labor law issues only impact office buildings, anyone, school systems, municipalities, anyone that owns a commercial building. That's where the labor law is direct. But as you said, because of our labor law flaw, everyone pays more for everything.
Right.
Contractors have to pass that down too.
Exactly. You know, we're lucky on the comp side through Oryx, our safety group that we belong through your agency, that we can categorize our work by type of project that we're doing so as to minimize the premium that we're paying, because there's categories that we pay based on the task. So, for example, carpentry, the most expensive of any of our categories. I believe it's, $40, $50 per $100 of payroll is what it costs to insure a man if he's a carpenter. But that speaks more for rough framing carpentry. So what they allow us to do is to classify into cabinetry, trim, drywall, painting, all the other things we do, tile setting, so that we can keep that premium under control.
That's super important for contractors to look at that. And it, of course, in New York State, a carrier is entitled to take, if someone's doing a very high rate for 10% of their time and 90% of their time doing a low rate, in New York State, a carrier can apply 100% of their payroll to the high rate.
To the high rate.
So make sure that individual's only doing the low rate work and not mixing the two.
To Hamburg we go. Jesse, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi. Here's my question. I'm contemplating buying a house. I don't know if I'm going to purchase one that's all ready to go and live in, or one that maybe is a flip and I can remodel it the way I'd like to have it done. So here's my thought. Would it be possible to have a policy written just to cover the contractors that come and do work on the property, and then have another policy when the house is all completed that would cover, you know, my living in the house?
It's a great question. It's a great question. We'll tear that apart for you after the bottom of the hour news break, because it is coming up at 10:30. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. Stay right there, Jesse. We'll be back with your answer after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Boulevard Mall project can move forward now that an eminent domain challenge has been dropped. JCPenney dropped its challenges after two appeals were denied.
Sometimes litigation gets in the way of a company's real intent. So we're happy that they've finally helped remove that single obstruction and would like to see what could work out in the future.
Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says this allows developer Doug Jamal and Benerson Development to move forward in transforming the mall into a town center. The Buffalo Greek Fest continues today. Lou Pozzantini says a lot of sweet treats are available.
The baklava is one of the most favorite, you know, the desserts, rice pudding. It's funny because I start with the desserts, and because the desserts, there's so many of them, they have what they call a galactoburico, which is more like a custard-filled pie, and it's delicious.
Admission is $3. The festival is at Delaware and West Utica. The Science Hall of Canisius University will host B-Sides Buffalo 3.0, a cybersecurity conference. Matt Gracie says among the events will be a capture the flag hacking contest.
There's a series of challenges, and for each challenge, you earn a certain number of points. An easy challenge might get you 100 points. A difficult challenge might get you 1,000. And the event goes all day, and we have a live scoreboard going on one of the projectors in the computer lab so people can check their progress against everybody else and see who's doing the best at solving the puzzle.
Gracie says the conference is expected to draw upwards of 200 participants. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Attention, anybody out there who has allergies, asthma, respiratory ailments, you need to be aware of what you're breathing inside your house. That's right. Do you know that we shed dead skin cells? Those all collect down deep in your ductwork. Dust mites, dust mite feces, unhealthy stuff you don't want to breathe. My friends at Indoor Professionals will come over. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and with the patented column duct cleaning system, they will insert that and blast with high pressure air all of the gunk on the sidewalls of your ductwork and suck it out with negative pressure and leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. As we get ready for the AC season, folks, it's equally important to have clean indoor air. Also, the medical grade air purifier, if you have radiant heat, we have that at home, and we love our medical grade air purifier, and we absolutely love our April Air high capacity dehumidifier, keeping our basement nice and dry. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, that you mentioned the dead skin cells. People don't realize it's 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, and that's what creates all that nuisance dust, and it's just not healthy for you to breathe. So the 1-2 punch is get a thorough duct cleaning, and you mentioned the medical-grade air purifiers for people with radiant heat, but we actually most of our customers have forced air. And believe it or not, by running that all the time, not only does it take the indoor air quality to the next level and get people off medication and steroids and all that wonderful stuff and asthma inhalers, but it also will lengthen your duration on the duct cleaning. You know, instead of 3 to 5 years, you might go 5 to 7 years.
Sure.
And yeah, frankly, we have people that call in after 10 years.
There you go. 716-683-3000, extension 303. That's Peter's desk. That's what you're going to pick up and call in a minute. The Hammer Time Radio discounts for the 1st of June, Mr. Gordon.
Okay, so with the duct cleaning for a first-time customer, we will do $175 off, okay? If you're one of the 65,000 repeat customers in the sound of our voice, you may even get more because you got a postcard in the mail that's a percentage off, okay? So that may help you out. And then on the medical-grade air purifier, Healthway Deluxe Portable that covers 1,200 square feet. Once again, all these products are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. That's 350 off. The whole house Healthway Super V that hooks up to your furnace is $500 off. And then, of course, the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. Rain in the forecast next week, unfortunately, but it's gorgeous now. Let's enjoy it. But that unit is $300 off.
Wow. These are remarkable discounts, and only you can take advantage of them by listening to Hammer Time Radio and calling Peter right now. It's 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Hooker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376 or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
How you memorialize a loved one or honor a family legacy is certainly personal. And over the years, many Western New Yorkers have reached out to Leon Kamm and Son Monument Company to create a hand-etched monument.
We do them all in studio. We have an artist who's absolutely spectacularly talented at them. He works right from a photograph or a painting that families will bring in, and he'll essentially render it onto the granite, and it lasts forever. It's as timeless as anything else that we carve. We like that artistic touch of someone doing it by hand and not being a perfect replica of the photograph that they provided, because they already have the photograph. They don't need another photograph. They need an artistic rendering of it, something with some feeling. That's something that you can only get with a hand etching.
When it's time to honor your family member or legacy, choose a Kamm monument crafted by a Kamm artisan and carver. Leon Kamm and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Two things I want to tell you about with TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. First of all, they came over to the Cortese household, did the generator tune-up. Yep, $125. The Hammer Time radio special took advantage of that. Also, they can offer that to you, and they'll mark their calendar so you don't have to mark yours to come back in a year to do that for you. So keep that in mind. And next, I want to tell you about the safety and health check for your AC system as we get ready for the air conditioning season. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner as well with many financing options. But here's the great news. TRS can do your AC tune-up for $99. There you go. Take advantage of that and the generator tune-up. TRS, heatingandairconditioning.com. Great news as well. TRS now has an electrical division and can help you from small light fixture to a whole house generator. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. TRS, heatingandairconditioning.com.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Roger Daltrey, live in concert.
We don't get fooled again.
Friday, June 14th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Roger Daltrey with special guest KT Tunstall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Roger Daltrey, the voice of the Who. Live, Friday, June 14th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have an effective way for you to fix your concrete slabs without having to replace them. How about calling A1 Concrete Leveling? Yeah, what do they do? Well, they come over, and they drill a hole, and they use hydraulic pressure to inject under your concrete and raise it up to level it. It's amazing. No chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color match. And the best part, you can use it right away. Of course, another good part of it is they'll save you up to 70% over replacement. So think about that when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. I sent them over to Phil's, and they leveled some concrete for him as well. Here is their number, 716-341-4550. 341-4550. Now, when you call them, you get a free estimate. Tell them you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. Learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer Time.
Watch Hammer Time TV Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. we're running this week as well on John DeShulo's WBBZ, so check that out as well. Yes, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with tips, and of course all our Hammer Time partners, as well as a television version of this radio program we call Viewer Mail. On Channel 2, it's Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. My guest in studio is Joe Floss from the Emmerling Floss Murphy Agency, our immediate neighbors to our east on Main Street in Clarence. Joe and I have been friends for 40 years. We're Clarence Rotarians together. And as I mentioned, we are customers of the agency, and we have been so for 40 years. We have a caller on the line, Jesse in Hamburg, who has a great question, Joe,
sure.
About if she wants to do a renovation, and can she insure yes. the process of renovation separate from her homeowner's insurance?
Yes, you can, Jesse. In fact, there are carriers out there that will write a home under the progress of being renovated or built. And it's a builder's risk endorsement that actually does cover the theft of building materials as well.
Now, Jesse, I want to add, if you hired someone like us, we would already have that in place through our, you know, our liability insurance. But if you're going to take the job apart and hire mm-hmm. separately for each of the items you want to have renovated, you're smart to get that builder's risk when you're not living there.
Correct.
Right.
Now, what if she did it through a homeowner's policy? Could she put a rider on the policy for the renovations?
Yeah, a few carriers. I'll mention one, New York Central Mutual. A few carriers will do that. They have a rider that they can apply the builder's risk endorsement, mm-hmm. and then it converts to a homeowner's when mm-hmm. it's done.
Is that going to save her money if she does it that way?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It depends on the extent of the work to be done.
There you
I
go.
Think.
Yeah. Okay, Jesse. Does that help you?
Well, yes, it does. Now, here I have another question.
Sure.
If I was to put a rider on the policy for the house, then wouldn't that set me up for the risk of the cancellation based upon the fact if I had a claim?
Good
I'd
question.
I'd have a rider on a policy that then they could cancel me?
Great question.
Wouldn't it make more sense to buy a separate policy entirely?
Well, yeah, I get your point. And in fact, when I mentioned New York Central Mutual offering that endorsement, you'd have to hire someone like Dominic. They want a GC on it as well, mm-hmm. if the homeowner chooses to buy that policy. And plenty do, building new homes. But as far as canceling it, they would recognize that you've got a hired GC and that you're 100% committed to getting the job done in a timely fashion. If you're not, yeah, you're better off with a smaller carrier like Dryden Mutual. And buying it yourself and piecemealing it out, as you say, mm-hmm. tearing it apart, ripping. Mm-hmm.
So that builder's risk would come more into play if she wanted to farm out each piece of the renovations.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Jess.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Now, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so then based upon the problem that contractors have in getting insurance, wouldn't it make sense to self-insure? Don't they do
Oh, gosh.
That? Or is that not allowed? I don't
well,
know.
Well, I mean, who has a pocket that deep? I don't know.
Yeah.
We had a claim in our 40-year history, 75-year history in the last 40 years since we've been with Emmerling. We had a claim a couple years ago where a plumbing fitting came apart when no one was home, and it was a shark bite, and it was under pressure, and it was improperly installed, and the shark bite blew off. It flooded this house to the tune of $100,000 in damage. And, you know, of course, I had a worry, yeah. Joe, that we were going to get canceled by Cincinnati, but,
yep.
you know, it was our only claim in 40 years.
Yeah, I can speak to that as well. I mean, I can't speak to self-insuring. I don't know of any contractor or any homeowner that really should do that, frankly. But I can speak to the fact that the New York State is looking at this. Just last week, the Department of Financial Services posted something out to every carrier saying, we're encouraging you to file for additional credits for homeowners that put in smart monitors in the home for water flow. Mm. Just what you're saying.
Yep.
Because that happens more often than you think, where homes are
Absolutely.
Completely destroyed.
Yep.
Just so happens they went to Italy. They went out of the country.
Yeah.
They, and during that time, the water filled the home.
Yeah.
So putting a monitor on or a backflow preventer will get you additional credits in the future. Mm-hmm. I expect to see carriers filing for those discounts soon. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, Jess. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very
good
much.
Good questions. Thank you for calling. Jesse's line are now available for you at 803-0930. As we go back to the text board, Joe, we've got a straighten out a confusion from a earlier question. It said, still confused, Mr. Emmerling, it's actually Mr. Floss, stated that his answer by saying, strictly speaking, no, regarding single family homeowner making sure that the roofer does carry scaffold insurance, we are in the process of getting quotes for roof repair and we want to make sure we are not at risk.
So to clarify that, single family homeowners are exempted from the labor law strict liability. That doesn't mean that you're exempt from being sued from someone falling and getting hurt in your home that has no workers' comp. That's really what we are trying to say.
Exactly. And what you need to do to protect yourself is to make sure that the roofer you hire specifically has roofing in his insurance policy coverage.
Correct. And a certificate of insurance to further that, that lists you as additional insured, shows workers' comp, shows liability, but also in the remarks section of that certificate of insurance specifies the work being done as roofing. No insurance agent will prepare that certificate if indeed roofing is excluded from their general liability policy.
Very valuable statement you just made. Very valuable. Now let's get into that. When you're buying homeowners insurance, how do you know what you're buying? We talk about replacement cost. Now there's this whole code upgrade. These are important things to understand.
They really are. Not every policy is created equally. Of course, there are different forms, basic, broad, special, all risk. And it's really not all risk. It's a misnomer. But an HO5 covers all risks, excluding some perils like flood, earthquake, and so on. But you're better off looking at it and comparing it. Not only that, every carrier has unique proprietary endorsements that add in things like law and ordinance coverage. And we were talking about that, Dominic, how important that is to homeowners to look at, because there may be a law in a particular municipality, not a statewide law, but a local law that says, for instance, you know what, if your home is built before 1980 and 25% or more is destroyed by fire, you have to replace all the wiring. The insurance company is not obligated, if you don't have law and ordinance coverage, to pay for the 75% of the wiring that was not destroyed.
And as I have seen, that's an expensive rider.
You know what? It's not terrible if it's built into a bundle.
Okay.
And I can list multiple carriers that sell bundles of X, Y, and Z endorsements mm-hmm. that add in that coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't that expensive to add on to a home.
But that's an important element to make sure you have.
Absolutely.
To the phones we go, and look who's on the line. It's a roofer himself, Mr. Bill Rock. Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon, or good morning, young man.
Yep. You know, this is an important topic, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it sure is, because about 65% of our entire business is roofing.
Right.
And it represents about 34% of our cost to a homeowner, just for, mm-hmm. but the most important thing and most expensive thing is workman's compensation insurance
right.
on our employees,
right.
which the homeowner doesn't realize that I think today in a marketplace, 65%, at least, of competition in a roofing business subcontracts it so
yes.
they don't have to pay that insurance, and the subcontractor hires guys piecework.
Yes.
Yep.
And again, there's no insurance.
Here's the point.
Yep.
The homeowner is not protected, and they don't know it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, what is your rate, if you know, per 100 for a roofer?
Goodness. You know, my kids kicked me out 10 years ago.
I think it's close to $100.
I think I was going to guess at $100 per 100. So double the cost of the payroll.
It's staggering.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, because, you know, our company's 100 and some years old, it's always been done this way. We've never subcontracted, so we've always had that
right.
expense.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, this is a total get what you pay for proposition. You're buying peace of mind when you hire someone like Rott to do your roof, because there's no risk to you if there's an injury. And yet
Correct.
People are willing to take that
That's
risk.
Right.
You know, I don't understand why you would.
I, you know, because of your show, I think my point is this, and I want to thank you for this because you're educating the consumer.
Well, thank you. We try.
And that famous expression, educated consumer is our best customer.
That's right.
And thanks to you, young man.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that. Sometimes I worry that what I say falls on deaf ears, but, you know, I think people are maybe somewhat preoccupied with everything else in the world, and you know they don't want to hear about anything negative. And unfortunately, we have to look into the details and lift those rocks to see what might be lurking around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the manager, the new gal that's managing the station.
Yes. Lisa.
And she sounds like a great gal.
She is.
I think that one of the things that going back with WBN. All the way back to Clint Buhlman.
Yep.
Were you alive then?
Oh, I was. Yeah, I remember Clint. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm close. I'm close to your vintage, Bill.
and he was one of our customers.
Yeah. Well, Bill Rott, thank you for taking the time to call.
You're welcome.
All
have
right.
A great day.
Bill Rott from the Rott Company. Great, great people, great family. 803-0930. Still time for you to participate in the program. Our next break is right now, but don't go away. We're back with more right after this. Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, that's what we're talking about. I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's properly insured, that's known for its excellent work, and you know where I'm going. I'm sending you to Ava Roofing. And when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate for your roof by calling Ava at 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing as well. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
Joe Beamer here. Can you feel the excitement? July's around the corner, and you know what that means. Fireworks. Skip the trip to Pennsylvania because Signals has it all. I scoped out their store early, and wow, what a selection. Signals has Tribal Thunder fireworks, all tax-free, no gimmicks, just the real deal. So when it comes to lighting up the night, be sure to take a drive down Route 20 or hop off the 219 at Kilbuck on the Allegheny Reservation and stop at Signals. Online at knowyoursignals.com.
Keep your yard mosquito-free this summer. Give my friends at Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo a buzz. Mosquito Hunters is the exclusive installer of the Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System, a smart repellent mosquito control system. There's no spraying and no scent, and it's safe for families with pets and kids, plus controllable from your phone. The Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gents. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gen subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gens to escort you down the aisle.
Ready for summer? Then check out Macy's and get what you need right now. Ready for vacation? Buy your swimsuits online and pick up in store to check the fit while you're there. Ready for the pool? Pick out the perfect towels, then pick them up curbside on your way. Last minute dinner party? Get same day delivery for outdoor hosting essentials before guests arrive. Get exactly what you need for summer just when you need it, today at Macy's. More at macys.com/free ship.
Hey, Dominic here. Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, I'm going to send you to Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They'll give you top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop in. They're at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Flooring Solutions, where luxury meets comfort. Oh, and always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
Complex subject matter, homeowners insurance, dealing with the cost of that. If you'd like to speak to Joe Floss directly, you can do so by calling his office at 716-631-0190. That's 631-0190. Joe, ask for Joe Floss, and he will personally take your call and help you with your homeowners insurance policy issues, and also educate you on what we're talking about as far as the right coverages and the right disclaimers on workers' compensation certification from contractors.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, happy to help.
And is there a particular company that you like more than any other for homeowners insurance?
You know, there's so many really good ones. I'm personally insured with Cincinnati for my home, my auto, my umbrella. They're top-notch in claims settlement. The form's better. There are forms that are a little better than others. Travelers is another. Chubb is another.
Now, this texter, this is awesome that you sent this text in, because we're going to end the show with this. Since the scaffold law is redundant and raises costs, hurting businesses and consumers, is there a current effort to have it removed? And the answer is no, and it's because that people are complacent.
Correct.
So what does a listener have to do, Joe?
Call your local delegation, call your governor, talk to your local delegation. I think really, for the most part, understands this problem, but the New York State Legislature needs to make changes. So that's where you put your focus.
So again, like we talked about the gas ban, you need to elevate your activity by contacting your state assemblyman and your state senator.
Correct.
And complaining about this.
Correct.
All right. Joe Floss, as always,
thank you,
pleasure.
Dominic.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. And in the meantime, remember, life may be hard by the yard, by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.